The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Here's what I do know, having been in Las Vegas last week. No one will have a better, terrible year than Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean no one. This guy is now a Las Vegas Raider. When he did his press conference, I happened to be in a bar watching, and the sound was off. And many women in that bar
were loving it.
We're having he is a handsome son of a bitch.
It got moist.
That dude has been in Boston and San Francisco. Now he's with showgirls. This is why the NFL and no pro teams have had pro teams in Vegas. It's like, how do you manage Jimmy GQ in Vegas? And I watched it happen, like, on the TV. If he wandered, he even said it. I walked into a restaurant last night and it got pretty crazy. Like, you know, that was pretty nice to see. He's going to have so much showgirl sex, so much celebrity showgirl sex. Now, you keep in mind, Boston women probably wanted to have sex with him, and it was a slog. It's like living in snow. Yuck. I just have to trudge from one to the next. Vegas is gorgeous. If you look for it, it's everywhere. And he's the owner of the town. He's the new mayor of Las Vegas.
He owns it.
Just being in the mind of, like, oh, kind of taking a look at little things. There's a statistic in the NBA that's very strange, that teams that land in Miami a day early never cover the spread. Most of the time they lose outright because there's so much to do in Miami. We have the same thing. NBA teams don't like their players heading anywhere near Scottsdale. They have a phrase, Scottsdale is undefeated for a reason. It's a pretty town. They see pro athletes. They jump. These guys get in trouble. Vegas is Scottsdale times 20. It's on steroids. And these chicks, that city is losing their mind over Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, I don't think he's that much better than Carr was as far as on the football field. But, oh, he's going to be on every billboard. He won't have 2 minutes to himself where he's not getting blown or his photo taken. That's basically his entire life now in Vegas. And I'm not so sure he thought this through. He needs to go to a town with a bunch of ugly people.
Well, Buffalo's already got Josh Allen. So
even just be a backup then, because he doesn't need this. The swooning and the moaning. When you put alcohol and inhibition, like, forefront, and then parade Jimmy Garoppolo around as the richest guy in the city. Oh, my God.
Treasure Island.
Oh, he's going to have his own casino built after him called Garoppadix.
Dreamboats.
every room is just going to be a picture of Jimmy laying down with a 3D Wang hanging out of the bed. He's a god up there. So watching that, I was like, all right, Raider fans, you might be excited, but I think this might be a bad mix. You can't have somebody that damn handsome, and he shows up in the press conference. You're like, okay, this dude's. And he's just got a big smile on his face. He's also been known to go out with a porn star or two.
Yeah.
So every night, somebody has got to put a leash on him. Because if he goes over to Catch at the Aria or some restaurant at the Palazzo, Jimmy's getting laid that night. He's not going to be able to control it. There's going to be scandals. There's going to be pregnancies.
Not in Vegas.
Well, no, that's true. There's going to be some missing
women,
too.
He's in the right town.
There's going to be some missing ladies. Hey, his last name ends in a vowel. We'll take care of him.
We got you.
Jimmy, you got to stop draining the snake in all these broads. Lake Mead's full. Yeah, there's going to be some missing showgirls.
I got this. Just get home.
I've not seen, like, you know, if we were at Zips, you know, watching it's a bar. Settle down. If we were at Zips.
You confused them for just a split second.
I mean, it's just, come on, Brett.
I knew it was a bar.
All right.
It's his favorite.
All right. We're at a sports bar named Zips. Stop. And, you know, Jimmy G's press conference is on. The ladies are going to be like, oh, he's cute. In Vegas, it was like, oh, ah, my lady boner. Like, they're screaming horrible things. They're like, I'm soaked. They couldn't get enough of it. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be, he's in demand there. The news girls.
Oh, Jimmy G's in town. I guess I should have my hair done all the time now, and just in case.
Like, they are ready to, they are DTF with Garoppolo. And there's nothing stopping him from just AIDS. He's going to reinvent AIDS. He's going to get them all. He's going to have everything. Jimmy's going to have the herpes. In fact, the team better hope that he catches herpes and then they can make it public so he's in less demand.
I think it's going to be a long season for him once it's
over. He's going to be. His legs are going to be tired all the time. He's going to have no lactic acid. It's going to be drained constantly.
He's going to be on IR all the time because of groin pulls.
Absolutely. And if I'm the opposing team, I send a scout a day early to have chicks go hang out wherever. Just follow Jimmy G into a restaurant and have girls just parading by him going, I want you.
He's a scratch. What? He's low on fluids.
He's dehydrated again. It's this desert life. It's November. He just can't keep the fluids in his system. I think he's leaking. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is, you can't have somebody that handsome as quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. It has to be an ugly guy. It has to be like, you know. Well, Ben Roethlisberger managed to get laid. That's how easy it is for an NFL quarterback. Now imagine the stories of Ben Roethlisberger look like Jimmy Garoppolo. Lamar Jackson gets laid. That's the ugliest human being on the planet. Lamar Jackson going to Vegas, it's still going to be tough for him. He still gets turned down because of his face. That thing's horrendous. Like, they've done sci-fi movies about aliens and come back with Lamar Jackson's head. And like, what about this? Like, nah, nobody'd believe it. It's too weird. Alien has to have some human features. Lamar Jackson has none. Yeah, you need a goofy-looking dude. You need a dopey Colt McCoy type running the Raiders. With a bowl haircut. And that's why Gruden was so good there until he screwed up. And Gruden wasn't.
Did he?
He wasn't going to get distracted. Well, right, exactly. But he wasn't going to get distracted by sex and debauchery. Nobody's going to agree. I mean, he's a good time, but still. Anyway, Jimmy G, good luck to you. He'd have been a good fit here. You can't pay him because you got $70 million Webster, but I was trying to think of like a quarterback that's ugly that could go to Vegas. There's a lot of good-looking quarterbacks in the NFL. There aren't many dopey-looking dudes playing quarterback.
They all have left.
Mac Jones.
Retired.
Mac Jones a little doofy-looking. I think he could fit in there. He'd be all right. But, yeah, for the most part, they're almost all kind of handsome in their own weird way. But nothing like Jimmy G. He's the most handsome of all of them. And it was weird to watch, the bar. But you know, like I say, the bar that Brett can't talk about.
Kyler would be all right in Vegas.
Right, because he's not allowed in most places. Yeah. Like, sorry, son, you're not allowed on the
roller coaster. You got an ID, pal?
You can't go on the roller coaster either.
Come on, man. I'm an NFL quarterback.
He is adorable. Look at him yelling. He says he's an NFL quarterback. He must have his first Hutch helmet in his house.
Big Air is just right down the block there.
Yeah, good circus for you. You're going to have some fun up there at Fremont. You can zip line. There's that word again.
I'm 30 years old.
You're adorable. All right, off you go. Go find your parents or I'm going to call someone. Yeah, he would be all right. Maybe Kyler. Kyler might be. Kyler and Colt McCoy, all the Cardinals quarterbacks, might have done all right up there. We had trouble with the coach, Cliff Kingsbury, here, not being able to pay attention because of his girlfriend, because Scottsdale is undefeated.
Speaking of girlfriends, have you seen Justin Fields' Instagram?
Has he got a good one?
No.
Yeah, he's done. The succubus is on top of him. He's done.
Already in process.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury, he's won. In Scottsdale. Imagine Cliff Kingsbury and his attitude up in Vegas. Can you imagine what we were joking around about with him here in Scottsdale, let alone Vegas?
There'd be the team bus and then 20 buses of Cliff's entourage. Yeah.
Incredible. And that's going to happen to Jimmy. So the NFL season had its moments this week with all the signings, this, that, and the other. Ezekiel Elliott. He's another one. He could go to Vegas because he's crazy looking. He looks like a Star Wars character. He could be there, not have to worry about getting late. He keeps showing everybody's abs to distract from that face of his because that thing's creepy. But, yeah, well, good luck to all. But Raider fans, I'm sorry. I'm going to call your season now. It's March 20th, and I'm like, you ain't going anywhere.
5 wins.
Jimmy's going to spend some time on the IR. Justin Fields' girlfriend?
Yeah.
He's ruined. That's it. Never mind. Justin's not going to be running as fast.
Damn it! Here we go again.
Justin
Fields
to
Bears football
going to be running a lot slower on Sundays than he did last year. His legs aren't going to be. They're going to be heavy. You ever try to jog? If that's in your house, I'm going to go jogging. No way. Legs aren't. You're not working out half as hard. You just can't wait to go home to that. She's walking around in her bikini all day taking pictures.
In her Jordan 4s.
I'm not going to go. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to work. Yeah. All right. Well, Justin Fields is out. That's what I like.
Welcome to Bears football.
Running a 4.8 right now.
And Kenny Pickett's girlfriend's been there since the 8th grade or something. Perfect. One of them down-home girls. It looks like she eats a lot of stew. She's one of those Midwestern types.
I got no interest in the Instagrams.
Oh, you're perfect. Date my QB. Anyway, ladies, if you're whores, Jimmy Garoppolo, they're going to drain him of all his body. He's going
to
be
to Vegas.
He's going to look like a Pringle when it's over. He's so dried out.
His residency
it's going to be so much better than anything else. Yeah, Bruno Mars doesn't get laid as much in Vegas as this guy. It was incredible to watch. So, Raider fans, it's over. And I, for one, am thrilled with that. All the rest of you winning free agency, congratulations. The last team that last time anybody won free agency in March was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they got Brady. He's the goof. The Browns have won football in March. The Bears have done this before. Teams that are like, oh my God, the Jets, they killed it in free agency. then they're nothing. Teams that do it the right way do it the right way. I don't know what the Cardinals are doing, though. They need to do something. It's 8:49. We got What Would Brady Do coming up in just moments. Brady would be a good quarterback up there in Vegas. You're focused. That's what the Raiders need. They need a Brady Bogan under center.
All right, guys. Look at me. Look at me.
What kind of spread do we have after the game?
What do we got?
Yeah, there's too many buffets. That's true. Brady might not make it to you. It's a place where you just can't have pro sports. The hockey players. I don't know how they're doing it. Because they wear masks. And they're not everywhere. I remember being in the Javier's at the Aria, and I was with my casino hostess, Erica, and she goes, oh, my God. Like, what? She goes, those are two of the Golden Knights. I'm like, what is it? Oh, the hockey team. I'm like, well, I thought it was code for somebody who pees on you. And went over to the table, and she was just shaking. Two handsome young men. And then this line started. Once she broke that, like, this line of hot broads just came over. They knew what they were doing there. When it's that easy, you're getting laid every night. Then try to ice skate. Good luck. We got What Would Brady Do coming up next. It's 98 KUPD Free Agency Frenzy.
Morning Sickness. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.